God, the idea of doing ket like up the ass and then getting fucked, that sounds awful.
That sounds like a
talk about a K-hole.
That clipped like holy fuck.
That's my K-hole now.
Worth it.
When she did dick punch me in my K-hole daddy.
Dick punch me in my K-hole dad. I'm going to spell that out. Actually, yeah, that sounds like something I would spell out using fridge magnets. Thank you.
Bo, something else you need to spell in fridge magnets now and post it on Twitter for the clout. Is
for the clout, of course.
Sucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a real edgy opinion these days, considering yeah. I share it with the fucking president.
Which, this is like the heart attack thing, right? It's like President Trump releases a press release. I did not say that John McCain is a loser. I did not have a heart attack. I want you to take back those reports. It's like, who's reporting on that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, whoa.
I did not have a series of small strokes.
Well, here's the thing. We know that he has both called McCain a loser and that he probably has had a series of small strokes.
I mean, you know, as a fellow McDonald's connoisseur, again, I have too much in common with the fucking president. You know, it just happens sometimes. You know, you get a fucking couple McGriddles in you bright and early, and, you know, by fucking 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, you start smelling toast.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have that at McDonald's.
No, they do not have toast. It's non-diegetic, as it were. But yeah,
diegetic sex.
I really do like the idea though that just fucking yeah, shift the Overton window, Mr. President. Like yeah. The fucking troops are losers. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean it's a great shift, especially in the wake of what the Supreme Court saying. Didn't they say release some shit about like how the NSA has been going through too much of our data and illegally doing all our stuff. And Edward Snowden had to tweet like, "Hey, I was right.
I fucking told you I was right." Yeah,
Snowden
that's more or less what
like,
it said.
Hey, so the Supreme Court said I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
No, Except Trump still wants to hang him.
Of course.
Well, you know, we started by turning him against John McCain, and then we eventually, you know, we reestablish Edward Snowden as like a good person. You know, maybe before too long, Trump will be like railing against the Democrats, you know,
from the left of them,
from the left of them, as he already is, I think.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Eviction
a lot of the time.
God.
And student loans.
Oh, it's great. You know, I just want the president of the United States to retweet the Afghanistan papers instead of fucking alt-right propaganda.
This tweet was dedicated to the brave men of the Mujahideen.
The U.S. military, folks, it's the most imperialist military. Get it out of here. It's hideous. we love our third worldism, don't we, folks?
We've been repressing the global south for far too long. It's time to make America great again.
Yeah, when he says make America great again, he means North and South America.
Yeah.
God.
He's very much against the Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah.
He'll find out Central America exists one day.
One day, yeah. Yeah. And it's not just various flavors of Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have in Mexico? You have, you know, you have your Tijuanas, you have your...
You have your Guatemalas, your Honduras's.
Yeah, I was thinking more
El Costa Salvador's.
Mexico, Puerto Mexico, the Mexico Canal, you know.
Uh-huh. Panamexico.
Psychic Dolphin Garage.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Psychic Dolphin Garage. I'm Zach.
I'm Bo.
And I'm Dennis.
And Kelton sounds weird as shit this week. What the fuck?
I'm not yeah. Kelton. I said I'm Zach.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but so did my stepdad. And look where that got.
Yeah, we don't have Kelton on. You know, I might just have to cut out the hey, everybody, a really generic hey, everybody from one of the episodes and just put that in. Just it doesn't feel right having me say it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sacrilegious,
It's his lasting legacy on the show.
I know. I even did the inflection like I was saying, I'm Zach, like I'm second, instead of being like, oh, I'm leading the charge.
Just leave mm-hmm. a moment of silence in there out of respect.
Out of respect for our fallen soldier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We lost Kelton to the podcast wars.
Yeah,
the war of him fucking taking a break from this podcast because Jesus Christ, it's draining.
Yeah. Poor boy.
Yeah, draining to say the least. All of this podcasting that we're mm-hmm. doing, really hard-hitting stuff every week that we bring you, talking about cum jokes.
I mean, in my mind, Kelton's got it right, though. He's like, I can't compartmentalize this shit like you three can, and then we're over here just, like, literally breaking psychologically.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's like any other muscle, you know? Like, you stress it till the point that it breaks, and then don't pay any attention to it, and then you just go back and do the same thing again, and, you know, you end up in an early grave, which is exactly where I want to mm-hmm. be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is, again, why you are... Well, that's why you're the himbo of the podcast.
Plastic bottle liquor, baby. mm-hmm.
Compartmentalizing all of my, you know, breakdowns to exclusively in the middle of playing existentially challenging video games that also make me question my place in the world, so that, you know, not only am I distracted from it, but also I'm like probing the wound even deeper so it will drain out properly. Yeah. Maybe one day it will drain out properly.
Yeah, and by existential video games, you mean like Harvest Moon or something, right?
No, just a bunch of League of Legends.
That's the one that makes me question mm-hmm. playing video games.
Why are we
just in
here?
General.
Is humanity truly truly worthy of an existence?
I should go, like, honestly, we should be asking, why is Riot, like, okay, this, like, hyper Chinese company, but TikTok's gonna be banned in like 10 days.
No, Tencent's totally fine. But as soon as the Zoomers get a hold of anything, it's like, nah, ban it.
Yeah, no, I like that everyone was like, oh, we're gonna ban Tencent, and it's like, actually, we're just banning TikTok because we realize that Tencent owns like 90% of the things that keep Americans entertained at home during this economic crisis. I didn't realize that before, so I'm going to do a moratorium on rent. Is that cool with everyone?
Hope so.
Yeah, it fucking better be.
It's not enough, is what it is. Like,
yeah, and a little bit late, maybe? A little bit.
Maybe,
like, just gonna...
six months.
Like, I was going to say the pandemic, like, people started shutting down in March, and it's September.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, we're just now seeing a lot of organizing outside of courthouses. We saw the New Orleans courthouse had people preventing judges and other like staff from entering the courthouse. We've had courthouse protests in Houston. And so, you know, maybe all this collective action, all of this unrest over the summer has had some sort of, you know, is having some sort of effect finally.
Some sort of positive change? Damn. Wild that that happens. I was just going to wait and vote, but damn.
Yeah, who knew that direct action actually gets things done? Well, it's also the only way to reach Trump is to, like, get it onto the front, you know, onto Fox News.
Yeah, literally, there's no way that he's going to pay attention to it otherwise.
Oh yeah,
he literally is like a grandpa. Like, if it's not on the TV, I'm not.
If it's not sandwiched between ads for, you know, buying gold and catheters, then I mean, is it really even news?
Mm-hmm. Buying golden catheters,
very fancy,
super fancy.
So regarding this though, it's people making $999,000 or less per year, or $198,000 if they're couples. Jointly filing. I didn't hear anything whether or not, like, if you, like, don't pay rent, do you have to back pay it or something like that? I don't recall seeing anything like that saying that you had
as
to.
Far
so it does not. Yeah.
It's just eviction protection, not rent mm-hmm. relief.
Right. So, but, like, it's just saying that if people can't or don't pay the rent, that from this Forbes article, what it's saying is people who don't pay the rent won't be evicted. So it's like, are you then obligated to just not pay your fucking rent? Because I mean, I don't know. Some people will probably be a little bit more bold and definitely try that out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here it says nothing in this order precludes the charging or collecting of fees, penalties, or interest as a result of the failure to pay rent or other housing payment on a timely basis under the terms of any applicable contract. So. Technically, yes, but that's a big technically.
That's stupid.
Yeah, this is the most like means tested form of like eviction moratorium possibly had.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. A freeze would be ideal, right? Where it's just like, yeah, you're not paying rent, you're not getting evicted, you're not having to, you know, pay back rent or have interest on that back rent or shit like that.
Right, right? But Trump is literally a landlord. There's no way that we were ever going to convince him to do that. Like this, but this is still more than what the Democrats have done, which is not a good sign for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, fucking, we were joking about, like, him tacking to the left of them, but, like, damn, y'all. Like, at least, like, float the idea out there or something. Like, you know,
a handful of Democrats are, you know, like, mm-hmm. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and AOC and Ro Khanna. Yeah. But then, of course, they always get shot down.
Drowned out by, you know, mm-hmm. what are essentially a bunch of Republicans, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys think that, you know, the Democrats have done bad with, you know, I don't know, responding to a pandemic, just wait till you hear who they have as their candidate for the presidential election this year.
God. I mean, that's right. I did forget to mention this, though, but, like, you know, Pelosi getting, like it their actions have just shown that, like, they have no, like, they really have just lost touch with anyone or anything. Like,
I mean, speaking
Pelosi,
of landlords, like fucking, isn't Pelosi, real estate queen?
Is.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then she was caught like getting a haircut, which she was technically set up, but you know, like it because the owner of the salon went directly to Fox News.
Oh my God!
Afterwards. Oh Jesus!
And but the owner of the salon was not the person who took or who gave the haircut. It was just some gay in San Francisco.
Sacha Baron Cohen comes out of the back dressed as a fucking hairdresser,
just in character as Bruno. No, yeah,
exactly.
Here's the thing. I don't expect, you know, a twink to know the, like, local laws. I just don't.
No.
But, like, Pelosi certainly should have known that, like, you're not supposed to be getting haircuts right now if they're indoors. You'd have to get a haircut outdoors. I don't know how that works. I don't have hair, so mm-hmm. I just cut my own hair.
Oh, yeah.
but, like, you know, Pelosi should have known that. And, you know, she's supposed to be, you know, representing San Francisco. You know, she knows and loves her people. It's like, no, you fucking don't. You like, you horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, like, if you did, like, you know, maybe perhaps the rent in San Francisco would be lower. Just as an example, you know?
Yeah, maybe just, you know, maybe advocate for lower rent in San Francisco instead of having your, you know, husband own half the buildings in the city and mm-hmm. charging exorbitant amounts of rent.
Do you think that if Sacha Baron Cohen did a Who is America thing where he acts like people interact with like our Congress, our representatives, like regularly, like mm-hmm. like those conversations mm-hmm. would be like those conversations would be way more interesting than any like recorded, like pre-recorded interview that happens on a regular basis, like
right, like with a Chris Hayes or someone.
Yeah, like if they're just taking video of like where these people go for breakfast and where these people go to get their haircuts and where these people go to, you know, do all the normal things that humans
to act
do.
Like a regular human. Yeah,
yeah, like yeah. like having him there, like needling them would be the funniest fucking shit. And that would be way more telling of what the fuck like those people are like on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Out of all the things that we could be talking about that is happening on our timelines this week, it is fortunately not Nancy Pelosi again.
Fortunately.
Yeah. Also, like, there's going to be lots of discussion about the Portland shooting suspect who was executed by the police, which...
Extrajudicially.
It's interesting how different this shooting was compared to the Kyle Rittenhouse shooting. It's interesting that they had all of this like evidence locked up when they didn't during the Kyle Rittenhouse
loaded.
Shooting.
He was no angel.
It's very interesting is all I'm going to say. And obviously, you know, the suspect was executed by the police. It is an extrajudicial mm-hmm. shooting. I mean,
of course,
they can take mass shooters in to custody without killing them, but it doesn't look like they're capable of doing that when it's
when you shot one person. Yeah, it's inverse. Like, so y'all remember the fucking kid with the bowl cut, the shitty Confederate kid
that
shot up that church? Yeah, like they got him Burger King. Like, it's it's got to be like an inverse thing, right? Where the more of a shitbag you are, the nicer the police treat you. Because I can't think of any other explanation than that.
Yeah.
Well, right. It's relatability.
Right. Yeah, I mean, exactly.
The other thing is, too, like this, like, I don't know. Y'all are white, and I would be careful because it's like they're clearly just like okay with killing white people now, which we had kind of like we kind of been like, oh, look at like something's very similar about all the men that the police don't kill who are mass shooters.
Yeah,
Michael Reinel was white, so that's why it's kind of like it shouldn't be shocking, but you know this kind of does break away from their the police's you know.
Usual
modus operandi. But you know, you're right, Zach. It is kind of very suspicious that like almost immediately they found literally everything about his history. Like I think I'd heard like him like they had found evidence of like domestic abuse and things like that. Like he had you know, all these things, which of course, like, we're not saying that he was like a great guy, but you know, his one major crime that the police stopped him was killing a right-wing activist who was actively antagonizing a group of people.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, I don't even know if the shoot is justified. like, I don't think the Kyle Rittenhouse shoot was justified. I'm not certain if this one was justified. So, you know, it's hard for me to say. I don't, you know, we're not going to take sides on this one exactly.
More important than any sort of sides taking is that you look at the response. Like, listen, it is universal in U.S. law that shooting someone is a crime.
Yeah.
I know that seems like maybe it's a bold statement at this point, but it's a pretty clear, not good thing to do. And the reaction, the consequences for a person of one ideology doing it versus the consequences of another doing it the fact that they are so sharp shows that there is clearly an inequality in the law, that there is not, that for certain people, shooting someone equals death, and for certain people, shooting someone equals you get Burger King.
Yeah, or, you know, if not shooting someone, if, you know, it might be having a gun in your own car that you're legally allowed to carry. It might be, you know, having something that looks like a gun. It might be, you know, a million fucking other things.
Yeah. Legislation cannot account for, you know, inherent bias.
And I mean, what if we just legislated all the cops to, like, have to, I don't know, jump to a pit full of sharks?
This week, earlier this week, I know a controversial figure in leftist spaces, but ContraPoints, Natalie Wynn, made a video about justice. And if you like, you know, say what you will about her, but the video itself describing justice in very like plain terms.
If you're into five part, 3 hour long diatribes about the nature of justice, starting from the times of Archimedes.
You could just read Socrates, you'd get the same point.
But
I mean, it may be 3 hours, but six costumes. So.
That's true. But she was talking about how like. In particular, one of the reasons why like cops seem to like the Punisher is because the Punisher takes matters into his own hands. Many cops have the idea that like, oh, people like get away with things all the time. We could be judge, jury, and executioner if all these laws weren't in the way. Now, what Michael Reinhold did was like, it was in Portland. Like, it's not a stand your ground state. You know, so it's hard to say like whether or not this shooting was quote unquote justified, but, you know, regardless, there are like, we assume that the police are supposed to be people who like are supposed to keep law and order, but they went above that as they typically do. It's just in this case though, they went above and shot someone who like did something that other people have done and not been
executed,
not been shot dead by them.
Yeah, and the excuse is going to be that he was shooting at them and that he had a gun and that he didn't want to be arrested.
Right.
Well, this is the thing is that the reaction would have been they would have shot him whether or not he had been carrying that weapon and hadn't shot anyone, and whether he had been an entirely like perfect citizen, they would have shot him this exact same way. For believing what he did and being where he was.
Right.
Yep.
as if he was actively shooting with them.
Yeah.
They would have had the same reaction.
Well,
so in it, just like to finish my thought though, it's just like this is not like the police do not operate with justice. They operate with revenge as their you know, way of thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, and it sucks that we're not going to get to put them up there for what is clearly retaliatory. Like it's clear to us that this is a retaliatory shooting, even if they, you know, checked all the boxes and it was totally justified. You know, there was no security camera wasn't posted. There's no body cam footage that they could post of this.
Because of course there's not.
Yeah, of course there's not. Everybody had their body cams off for this shit. No, he had a gun. It's like a clearly like a decommissioned police revolver. It's just like lazily thrown onto his body.
And it's like, oh, he also had like 10 kilos of cocaine in a, you know, perfectly like square box shape.
Mm-hmm. How convenient.
Like, it's just like they're just going to literally throw every single thing that they've ever done to like, you know, the victim of shooting, like if they were like a person of color or something, you know, we've seen this before. And it's like, yeah, if you go against the police, you go against a brotherhood or whatever.
Well,
that shit is so cringe.
Something that we haven't seen before is happening today. It is happening today in our cities. It is happening today in our state. There is a boat parade happening in Austin on Lake Travis. And apparently,
my own backyard.
Apparently, we have gotten news that multiple boats were swamped and sank on Lake Travis.
Bo, what did you do?
Listen, all right, I've been staying home all day. I went grocery shopping around fucking 4 o'clock, maybe. My hands are clean. All right,
at the HEB that's over by Lake Travis
at 4 o'clock.
One of those HEBs. There's a lot of them, so don't ask.
4 o'clock, right around when the sheriff's department was getting calls about these boats sinking.
Again, don't ask.
Yeah, it actually looks like there was a, like, I'm looking at the footage. It looks like there was a storm. Like,
there is
rain
here in Houston today.
No, yeah, and I can confirm that the sky's been a little overcast in my part of Austin, at least. So
it's not only that, though, but, like, I'm going to guess that, like, this lake is not particularly large, like, comparatively.
Lake Travis is pretty big. Like, where they
I know,
were,
but it's not as big as, like,
it's... The problem is that they have a lot of boats that are all together that are probably not doing any sort of, they're not in like single file. They're all riding like, you know, 6, 7, 8 wide. So you're creating a
they
bunch of
They are very near the, yeah, they're very
the
near the shore.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, I guarantee you, these people
boats.
Are fucking morons. Every single one of them.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
I'm worried about how this is going to affect the election. The Innsmouth people are a very important swing demographic that the president is going to have to win to secure his new administration.
Artemis, bless your heart. Innsmouth does not swing. They voted red for fucking forever, basically.
They're actually dedicated Green Party voters.
Ah, because the scales. I gotcha.
Yeah. It's the only color they can see.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Just we have like a half fish representative. Congress.
See, these boats wouldn't have. I didn't see any pontoon boats out here getting swamped and sinking. It's only like those weird, like, fishing boats that also look like they have, like, you know, 1,000 horsepower.
Little redneck Riviera mini yachts.
It's for tubing. You pull a tube behind the boat and then you accidentally put the anchor out mid-flight, and suddenly you're a modern art piece.
Yeah, this is I finally have a boat. I'm gonna be on the lake every weekend, and they're on the lake every weekend for like 4 years, and they never use that boat again.
Yeah,
yeah, basically, it's a lake house timeshare thing, right?
Yeah. They got really into it for a couple summers.
I want to do that with a houseboat and just get like, you know, just throw up every day because I cannot see the ocean.
You can't deal with the... I mean, I want to get a houseboat and just, you know, conveniently drift off to another country, maybe.
Yeah.
Conveniently drift out into the Gulf, just into the path of
Don't
the three
mind me,
hurricanes
Coast Guard. Just, I'm just ambling my way to Cuba.
Yeah, just Like several Cuban, like several Cuban army, Navy men will like be pointing their guns at you, but then you quietly raise the Cuban flag and they're like, okay.
I need to speak to Raul.
I want to speak to the CEO of Cuba, please.
Bring me the corpse of Castro.
You're like trying to figure out where the boundary is on the ocean. So you're like lowering the American flag a little bit, and the Coast Guard turns towards you. You raise it up a little more. They turn back away. It's like, all right, not there yet.
But instead, you
like off. The fucking like point at my eyes, point at you thing. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh no, it's fine. And then
you guys are missing the obvious opportunity of all of these boat parades, which is to finally do what I've dreamed for years, which is to build outer heaven and live out in the ocean.
No, I think I've alluded to this on the pod before, but it's basically so it's outer heaven meets Jimmy Buffett. Call it Margarita Grad. Make it.
It's
communist.
Outer heaven, but only for podcasts. It's,
okay. Oh, see, that's what we need.
It's,
yeah,
it's water world, but with a lot more like coconuts and garlands.
And it's just cheeseburger in paradise all the time, 24/7.
Just cheeseburger in paradise.
I just want 50 first dates, but I at the end it's revealed that I didn't actually have memory loss.
I
just really, really enjoy having a very set routine.
She's like a 4-year-old or something.
I went on the groundhog date diet.
Speaking of people in boats, Greta is getting a documentary, or Greta has
That's
a documentary
cool.
that followed her, on boats, of course, because she took a boat instead of, you know, flying a plane.
Sailboat.
Instead of a plane, of course.
Yeah. We all forgot, of course, you know, we weren't reminded constantly, daily even, of Greta's just her sins, every sin that she's ever done.
Yeah, that terrible child that I mean, according to you know, every libertarian, at least, who is just the absolute worst and literally Hitler and is going to come to America to cut everybody's head off. And
Jesus.
And also, folks, just regarding about how much they don't want to have sex with her because she's like ugly.
It's
that wasn't something that you needed to add.
I am infuriated. You must understand, it is a utter crisis of mistreatment. Greta gets to stand outside of a school building with a sign, and she is somehow a national hero. But when I do that, for some reason, I'm disturbing the peace.
I think it's great that, you know, the Times Person of the Year, it's just... is a young child. What about all the adults that have worked all their entire lives, you know, to help improve things for humanity, and really just been passed up over and over again, much like how, I don't know, there's this new study out about how aviation accounts for 3.5% of global warming.
Jesus.
Ooh, boy.
I've been in a plane one time ever in my life, so I've
Your hands are
not
clean.
Technically. Yeah, my hands are clean in this.
I'm too
poor to fly.
But like, I mean, you know, this just goes to show that, you know, what's the other 96.5% of global warming caused by? Could it be giant corporations producing endless commodities for consumption?
Nah.
Could it be fossil fuels, perhaps?
Like, you know, if
could it potentially be the United States military? I don't know.
Dennis, you don't understand. We have a treaty with Mother Nature. She lets us just spew out as much as we want, as long as it's only from jets.
I feel like that oil tanker in Sri Lanka that is burning right now is putting out as much pollution as the entire airline industry. that thing's gonna just fucking blow up, and we're just gonna have oil in the Middle East for forever. It's gonna be washing up on the shores.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, just like dead animals, dead people,
dead everything,
dead
really.
Environment.
Yeah. It's fucking nuclear assault song, basically.
Yeah, it's not making me totally just think about how my entire state is on fire right now as we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
about two million acres have been burned.
I feel like, you know, a global like ice age would have been the easy way to go, right? Like, I hear that freezing to death is really peaceful, but I don't feel like burning to death is peaceful.
There's still nuclear winter.
Yeah, I mean, there is that chance if we survive.
Well, if we all just listened to Artemis, then we would all be in the bunker up in Montana right now. So,
I made an offer for it, but apparently you cannot trade CS:GO skins for a bunker.
Damn. Well, that's again anti-Zoomer discrimination running rampant.
Yeah. What is this ageism is just it's out of control.
You said I could pay in either money or stock. This clearly it has a market rate. This is a crimson fade karambit. I don't get why I can't trade it for this building.
Look, maybe the problem here is that you're arguing with a normie who plays Valorant instead of CS:GO.
That's what it is. Yep.
Those skins are worth probably two bunkers.
Don't worry, I've got an unusual stout shocker they might be interested in.
Holy shit. You could buy a country with an unusual stout shocker.
Coming in with the fucking hot, the timely, 2014 TF2 references.
I'm certain the people who watch this will appreciate it.
TF2 is still going strong, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I have unboxed Amiibo. What can I get with some unboxed Amiibo?
Nothing. It's like, Amiibo is just the Weimar currency at this point.
Even the Cat Mario and Cat Peach that I plan on getting?
Maybe Cat Mario. Maybe.
Well,
what you gotta do...
There's gotta be...
No, all right, you know what? In the fucking, like, slow collapse that the country's gonna be going through the next few years, I think I might just become, like, a handcrafted Amiibo peddler. You know, as we all become, like, essentially, like, you know, 16th century peasants, right?
Yeah.
That's the trade I'm going to employ.
Well, I've certainly already have my next one scoped out. I'm going to become a technician for the Amazon for Alexa for residential smart building functionality, and working on these full building AIs that Amazon is trying to develop. See.
These smart houses, if you will, or wait, what the fuck
smart
is that?
Smart apartments. Yeah. It's gonna be like 2001: A Space Odyssey, but in your apartment building.
Oh, so they finally automated not fixing the plumbing.
I was just going to say, and I mean, this might be a little too schmancy fancy, what you do, right, you hook it up to a bidet, so every time it squirts your ass, it's like your landlord is wiping your ass for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really going to
of course, you're paying for the bidet, you're paying for the water, you're paying for... probably you're having extra added on to your rent for the fucking smart house stuff.
Yeah.
So,
but it has the landlord's voice that they added into the Alexa library, so that
there
you
go,
the landlord's voice, so that you really feel.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, your landlord is just HAL 9000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
still
you're
probably
going
better than most landlords.
You're like, HAL, open the door. I can't let you do that, dude.
HAL, can I have my deposit back?
I'm afraid the floors are too scratched up for that,
oh
Dave.
Oh, my God.
I discovered a micrometer of mold, Dave.
Oh, God. Imagine.
You have to dig into the crawl space and start pulling things out and as it sings Daisy Bell to you.
Yeah, no, because everything in smart houses can be connected, right? Like your lights, all the outlets can be controlled.
Literally your door.
Every door in your apartment can be controlled. You don't have access to anything if you get locked out.
I'm sorry. This closet is DLC.
The BMW cars where it only unlocks.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay for an extra closet, if you only want to pay for 1.5 baths and not 2.5 baths, you only have to pay for 1.5 baths.
No, I'm still going to shit in that non-function toilet. Sorry.
Yeah, it's there. I'm going to use it.
I'm going into the ceiling to get to that toilet.
Again, it's on disc DLC. I'm going to unlock it myself. And by unlock it, I mean hack through the door with an axe and take a crap in the unflushable toilet.
It's... It's nice that the beds are free to lay, though.
Ah, but all the microtransactions. I had to get it fumigated.
The plaid blankets are $2,000 on the Steam community market.
Your furniture, you get your furniture through a gacha system.
Oh my fucking god.
So everything is just completely mismatching. And all you, but you know, if you keep buying in, you might be able to get the 5-star TV instead of the, you know, the CRT TV that you can't play your modern.
I'm telling you, the aesthetic of this room might be fucking off, but these are the highest stat products you can buy.
I love that idea. Just like, you know, oh yeah, I mean, this chair has a +3 to defense, so that's why I had to min-max it with the this ugly-ass couch that protects against critical hits. You know, I could have a matching set, sure, but my stats would just look like shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be...
Y'all know that movie Smart House that I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Disney Channel original
movie. Yeah, it fucking sucks. It's great.
Yeah, it does. See, Zach wouldn't because
was not allowed to watch
is
Disney
a good Christian
in 1999.
I was not a Disney kid myself, yeah. I know about this, I think, because of a Brutal Moose video.
Yeah, I was watching Adventures in Odyssey and Bible Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were definitely going to be watching some fucking Bible Man.
Bible Man.
And then Artemis, you are just far too young. There's no way that you know.
I watched Veggie Tales.
Yes. Also
I
Veggie Tales.
I love Veggie Tales, yeah.
Larry Boy.
No, I grew up Catholic. I didn't have to deal with that shit.
Yeah. Honestly, I would Pokemon. Absolutely take just a Dark Souls ass mass over VeggieTales any day.
No. See, yeah, as a child, I watched Pokemon, Sailor Moon, and Dragon Ball Z, and that's really where my sexuality is just sort of like flourished.
Yeah,
from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Oh, Teen Titans, obviously.
Obviously. Obviously.
Oh my god, that's why so many Zoomers are furries.
I was gonna say, that's where the goth GF meme originated.
No, that's why they're either furries or e-girls come from.
Yeah, there you go. And Artemis is obviously the e-girl.
Everybody in Teen Titans HQ got their fucking their costumes off of Wish.com. All those scream Wish.com.
Ramona Flowers and Raven, those two people have defined more American women than any single suffragette in U.S. history.
Jesus Christ.
And for the better, too, because fucking Susan B. Anthony sucks shit.
Yeah.
Dennis, that was like the one white woman that we didn't want to make extinct. Like,
No, we're hitting the button, sorry.
No, she still is fucking racist.
Hit the
she's
button,
awful.
Hit the fucking button already.
Yeah, sorry, Artemis.
Well,
you're SOL.
You're included in the white woman extinction button. Sorry,
well, you're going to have to press the button and launch me, the imposter, out of space. You better finish your tasks.
Right. Well, if you have made it this far in the episode, you are a true comrade. So we want to thank you for sticking around. We would like to shout out all of our patrons, especially our new ones. We got 3 or 4 new patrons recently. Really, everyone's getting excited for the Sonic High School reading.
We didn't even announce that yet, sure.
We've hinted at it before, but you know,
we've got a lot of fucking psychic patrons.
Speaking
so,
of furries,
if you guys have any lottery numbers, please and thank you.
Exactly. So we want to thank Scott again. We actually ordered Scott some cool merch because Scott is subscribed to our dialectical tier. Thank you so much, Scott, for the work you do for the podcast and for. And for contributing to our Patreon and for being a good friend. Check out Scott's show, Take Shop. Kelton is also on there off and on, as far as I'm aware. That's kind of his decompression while getting away from our show. Also want to thank Thomas, Spencer, David, and Knott for contributing to our Devil's Advocate tier. They get some cool merch, which I will be mailing out, you know, one of these days. But y'all's contributions keep the show running, and you're gonna, you know, at some point make us able to, you know, get some cool guests on once we have to start paying people to come onto our show.
I start withholding my presence from the show for pay. Yes, that's what you're saying.
Exactly. Let us know how you liked our latest Patreon exclusive episode. We'll be posting that.
in the next couple days here.
In the next couple days here, it should be out by the time you hear this. You know, we say for the 17th time in a row. Remember,
Zach says, shaking his fist at me.
If you want to become a patron, you can support us for $5 a month, or for just a dollar, you can hear all of our Patreon exclusive content, and you can and you'll have another $4 to spend on bail funds. So, that does it for our Patreon plugs. What all do we have? Yeah. What kind of content are we putting out in the garage? Bo?
I mean, just our usual Tuesday, Friday streams, and yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if you give us more Patreon money, we actually can get paid to do this show, and then maybe Bo will get it out on time. Because we'll be like, hey
Bo,
we're fucking
Bo,
paying you.
Do you want to go get another plastic bottle, Bo? You want another bottle? Here, I'll give you $20 if you post the fucking Patreon episode.
Bo, do you want to be able to afford beer, Bo? Well, you know.
Dennis, you have some stuff coming
no
out.
No beer for oil.
I do have some stuff coming up. I mean, I'm still on the streams. You know, even when we're playing unfun games that I don't like, I'm still on the streams. But I just wrapped up episode one of our D&D podcast, that'll be released as soon as we get episode two recorded and edited, because episode one is going to be free and available to the gentry, and going forward, our D&D podcast will be behind the paywall for a while.
For 2 weeks to 3 weeks. Looking like.
Yeah, we gotta market it.
It's up to 10 minutes depending on concentration.
you can pay per minute.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
You actually unlock all of the lines of audio through microtransactions. So
yeah, if you want to know,
which are also through a gacha system. So you might get two Artemises and one Bow and miss Charlie and myself, but that's fine.
Yeah,
you'll work it out.
You just got to keep paying.
Yeah, just check the wiki for the lore, honestly.
Yeah, so D&D episodes are coming out, which is super exciting.
Uh-huh. Dolphins in Garages. Keep your eyes and ears out for it, because it was a lot of fun to record and it's a lot of fun to edit.
Oh yeah, DNG, not D&D. Sorry, I get that mixed
Dolching,
up.
Sometimes. It's a sponsor thing. Yeah.
Also, Dennis has the Colonia Dignidad video up on our YouTube. We've gotten some views on it, so that's awesome.
If you want more cult stuff, let me know, because I do enjoy learning and writing about cults. Maybe not another Nazi pedophile cult though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a fun one where everyone dies at the end or something, not like a sad one.
Scientology,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh God, no. Okay. If I'm doing Scientology, you definitely need to donate to the Patreon, because they're gonna see our asses.
Damn true. Also, so our streams Monday night we do with Not Safe for Wonks podcast. They're Not Safe Media Group. We do Minecraft Mondays with them. You can find us on all of our social media accounts, and we host their stream through Twitch, but you'll have to visit their Twitch if you want to see us. Tuesdays and Fridays, we are doing our reading stream and our game stream. This next Tuesday, the 15th, should be, we are hoping that that's the day that we finally have Andy on from the Antifada, and we get to read a bit of his book about Posada. So that will be extremely fun. We're super excited for that, and we look forward to recording that, to streaming that. So I think that just about covers us. Artemis, do you have anything else that you'd like to plug?
Definitely check out the D&D episode. Follow me on Twitter, and so you can join me in Outer Heaven. We'll send a Fulton recovery device to pick you up. But then also for these streams, I'm working on some little side projects that maybe we can have some audience participation in. So keep an eye out for that.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
Well, I also have to do the outro, and I don't have any cool blurbs ready.
You didn't work up a catchphrase
or anything like that. It's just I can't even do like two deuces in the back of the head.
Don't
because
do the
Kelton.
Don't do the deuces. That feels
a little sacrilegious.
We've got to leave the deuces for Kelton. Thank you everybody for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week. Or we'll see you Friday.
God bless those beautiful boaters. Bye.
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 Howdy, y'all.
Don't forget to follow our link tree in the show notes to discover new things like our Discord, social media platforms, and all the places where you can listen to our podcast. Word of mouth is the best way to introduce us and other leftist creators to friends, family, coworkers, your AA buddies. Community is about more than hot takes online. And if you want to support our efforts, you can donate to us at patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage, which is spelled how it sounds. Hope to see you on the stream tonight. Enjoy this music by JJ Dean. How the fuck I still got a full head of hair? Not a single gray. Fuck the cops, family first. Every single day, bringing a charm when I ring the alarm. My arms got a box cutter and sticky. We gotta abolish ice, we gotta abolish ice, abolish it. No need to apologize, the Holocaust abolishes. For no reason, we colonize the land and put up monuments. Duke needles, dollar signs, the globe stares in astonishment. I hope there'll be a punishment. I really wanna get bloody. I really wanna stand in judgment of anybody taking money from anybody in a struggle. Anybody gonna budget? Poor people getting 10 to 20 for some dumb shit. Corporations incorporating a bloodlet. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words, this coup will not be bloodless. Mark my fucking words.